Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klaus HaMachias, and we're learning Simon Chafala, and we're discussing the halachas of Shemus. So we can see, we can understand right away that the reason why we refer to the halachas of dealing with Kisvei HaKadosh, which are worn out, and how to deal with them, is called Shemus, because they have to do with the Shem Hashem. So what's the connection to the Shem Hashem between the Kisvei HaKadosh and the Shem Hashem? Again, if the Shem Hashem is there, and that's what the damage is, the problem is not the Kisvei HaKadosh. The problem is the Shem Hashem. One suggestion is, the Ramban, is in his introduction to his Pirush on Chumash, says that really all of the Chumash is a form of a Shem of Hashem. The Shem Hashem is the vehicle to which Hashem is known through the Bria. Shem is connected to the word Shom, Ibn Ezra explains. Ibn Ezra explains that the word shame and the word shom is spelled the same. There's a connection. Shom means, translates as the word there it is. So a shame is a way to point to something and say, there it is. So we can't point to Hashem physically. Hashem, through his hug on the Bria, and through his hadracha, what he wants us to do, we see his presence in the Bria. We say, there he is. So the different hugs of Hashem are different shemois. So the Ramban continues and takes this idea of Hashem Hashem, and says that the Sefer Torah is Hashem Hashem. There is the Sefer Torah is the way that we look at the Bria, and we say there Hashem is, there he with a capital H, there Hashem is in the Bria. That's how we see it. So Kisvei HaKadosh would be a form of Hashem Hashem. That would be one explanation to understand what the connection is. Second explanation is Kisvei HaKadosh are not any different than saying if I have a halachic issue of removing a stone from the wall of the shul, so Kisvei HaKadosh are clearly more kaddish than that, and they're damaging some part of the Kisvei HaKadosh would be a kal vachomer that is going to be problematic. So that's a person who's going to actively damage, chas v'shalom, actively damage the Kisvei HaKadosh. The issue with Shemus is, of course, that we're not actively damaging anything. What we're doing is it's worn out, it's not being used anymore, and we're trying to find some way to get rid of it. So if we get rid of it in a way which is going to actually actively damage it, obviously that's going to be usur. The person would take it and he would burn it. He's actively destroying the Kisvei HaKadosh. The person would throw it into the water. He's actively destroying Kisvei HaKadosh. So that clearly would be usur under the rubric of the concept of L'Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeich. What about if a person is going to leave it in a situation where it's going to come to Ibud? So a person puts it in a Makom Hefker, it's going to come to Ibud. So that there is going to be this, as it were, a Mechika Al Yedei Groma, but eventually it's going to come to Mechika. Is Mechika Al Yedei Groma also or not? There's the Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Chaf Amabez. It seems to say the Mechika is not also Al Yedei Groma. The more discusses the case of a person who has a Shem Hashem written on his body, on his skin, and he needs to go to the mikra for the purpose of a Tefillas Mitzvah. That the more says, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's mutter to go into the mikra, even though the water is going to raise the Shem Hashem. That's not direct, that's indirect. It's called a Groma. And Groma is not also, it says, Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, excuse me. Don't actively do it, groma mutter. But the Nadab Yehuda says, you see from this halacha of Geniza, that we see that that's not so. Geniza is that even through a groma, it's going to be usher to do that. That groma is usher. I, the more in Shabbos, the worst in Shabbos on the case of the tzarech of a mitzvah. So a tzarech mitzvah, in a certain sense, is not a simple groma, because the act of the mechika is creating a covenant of Hashem through the mechika. It's some way doing a mitzvah. So that's not a full-fledged ibud. But a case where it's not a tzarech mitzvah, it would be a full-fledged ibud, and that's going to be yasser, even ayin a groma. And that's why there is a halacha of making sure that Shemus is put in a place where it's going to be safe, as opposed to in a place where it is, it's hefker and it's mushloch, and it's that's one issue. The Chazanish points out there's a second issue of covet of Svarim. We know there's a key of giving covet to Svarim, and obviously taking something which we have a key of covet to it, and just throwing it around, leaving it out to Bizoyan, and just letting it sit out, is an act of Bizoyan to the Kisvei HaKadosh. So there's going to be a second issue as well in the issue of how to deal with Shemus. So we deal with potential of a din deraisa, or din rabbanon mitzad deisra mechika. And we also have the din of kavod svarim is mechayev us to when we dispose of them in a proper, appropriate way, as opposed to letting them just be mushloch in bizoyim. We will clarify different types of items. What is the level of chiyuv we have? How to deal with discarding them in the upcoming shurim? And meanwhile, have a good day.